Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
In tonight's episode of Real Housewives of Orange County, Megan's ovaries were talking, but now it's our turn. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County. Season 11, Episode 4, Frozen Assets, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, featuring Brittany.
Yes.
And G-Eazy.
Yes, we do.
Feature Britney.
We're loving the new Britney song just as much as we're liking, well, we're liking this season of OC, but that's, we'll see what we're all thinking coming up in this episode. We're talking about tonight's episode, and I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and sitting next to me...
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Yolson. You guys can always hit me up letting me know what you think about Britney, X-Tina, R-H-O-C, at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I am Blake V, in a very similar color palette to my panelist, Christy.
Yes.
And you can find me on Instagram, all of it. I just, like, drew a blank. It's because it's everywhere. Blake V Media. Just all of it.
When you grow.
All of it. It's Blake V Media.
I like it. Well, Blake, we're glad to have you back in the movie.
Yeah. Back, Blake.
It's been like 100 years, and I've missed you all.
She was on the goddess retreat, y'all. No big deal.
I know. Looked amazing.
Oh, good for you. Well, let's talk about some goddesses of our own.
Yes.
These fools. No, let's talk about the housewives. We're picking up at Megan's... Oh, excuse me. We're picking up at the beach party. Mm-hmm. Kelly's house... the backyard is a beach or a public beach.
Let me just say, I appreciate that she calls that her backyard because now I'm going to call that my backyard.
Yes.
There you go.
Come everyone to my backyard.
We'll meet Malibu's on... not that far.
I love it. So let's share our impressions of Kelly's house. We saw a little bit more of it. It's a lot of white.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little old and new. There's a bar everywhere. What do you think of it?
Wonderful. Yeah, you know, normally I'm into all this modern, but it was almost too white for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that whole, like, shiny vinyl business that she's got going on. Of course it's going to be beautiful. I mean, come on. Not to say I wouldn't live there if I had the chance.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I will say that traditionally, I that type of house also would not be for me decor-wise on the inside, but I'm going through a very white phase right now in terms of decor, and, like,
we don't want to hear about your political views, Blake.
No. They might come out. But this one specific, like, I'm all on, like, Instagram looking at, like white and black
Blake,
interiors. I'm with you. Like, you know what I mean?
I love black and white marble, clean lines. Yes, absolutely.
So I'm kind of feeling it. I'm okay with it.
Yes. It's very boxy. I'm getting, like, just everything sandwiched into each other with her house. It's not, there's not that space that you have. I mean, we haven't seen the front yard. It just looks like a straight box.
Yeah. Right? Well, and that's how a lot of beachfront property is, too.
It's amazing, though.
Especially, like, here on the West Coast, is you have these really long, skinny, like, little sandwich box kind
of
houses.
A lot of rails.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, yes, the front yard or the backyard, as Kelly puts it, is the ocean, but there's no side yard. There's no space. You could, like,
it's
reach out
lot.
Of the window and touch your neighbor. It's like
these
long.
It's a full lot.
Yeah. So I have a feeling her house might be one of those, too.
Right.
That closet space.
Well, Kelly. Oh, yeah. We'll take that any day. Oh. And she can have us over to experience this mansion firsthand anytime she likes.
Yes, please.
Hey, Kelly.
It reminded me of, like, that the old Disneyland house with the feature. Do you remember that? It was all white. I just kind of kept looking. And then she kept, like, it cut to the stove, and the stove looked like it was from a different time.
Yeah.
But yet it was very, like, nice. The one thing about white, though, I will say, if it gets dirty or even a little bit used or worn, it can make something look very cheap very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing. You have to keep up with all that stuff, you know. For
what?
For a minute, I was like, wait, is this like the light fixture? I thought I saw that from IKEA, but it's not. But I was like, because they have a lot of that white stuff.
Yeah. She's like, I'm gasping right now. IKEA!
I really didn't.
What is that?
I saw another clip of it, and I was like, no, that's not it. But I was like, Kelly, what are you doing?
IKEA is the version that we would get.
Yes.
Even we'll get the knockoff at IKEA.
Yeah, I told myself. I was like, no more of that. Like, that. I've closed the door out of myself because I just can't. You know, you recognize it. When you go to play, you know exactly what it is and who has it and what color.
You have to look really hard at the furniture and make sure it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's very
true. It's like going to H&M, too. You have to look very deep to, like, find that piece that nobody's gonna have.
That's what I do at Zara. Like, I'll go on the wall where they have, like, two of the shirts, and it's like, please, we have one in a small. And that's what I'll do. But, yeah. All right. Let's talk about Vicky. And she was extremely awkward through this whole party.
Yeah.
And once they got into the house, she gives Shannon a hug and says that Shannon's cold as ice. Shannon really doesn't want it to be bothered at all. And then so Vicky starts talking, and they cut to Shannon. She just looks at her like Shannon could not be any less interested or involved. She's not even in the room. She doesn't care about this conversation.
She referred to it as hugging a corpse, so that kind of gives you the tone of how that went.
Yeah, and you know what? Major props to Shannon for not feeling like she has to kiss up to Vicky or just make amends just for the sake of the show. I mean, she is standing her ground. And I don't think we've ever seen people really do that up to Vicky before. Mm-hmm. Now Tamara's doing it. Shannon's doing it. It's like finally after 11 seasons, these ladies have finally had enough.
Yeah.
I like when, they like that she's an older woman too, where she's not like Megan, who we'll get to in a minute, or the millennial comment, you know, who gets bent out of shape. But then Shannon is just like, she's
a stronger person this season, for sure.
She doesn't need it.
Well, I, on the other hand, think that she was actually very aggressive to Vicky and very mean to Vicky. And I think that because Vicky was right by Shannon's side during her whole cheating scandal in her marriage and her life. Mm-hmm. And now with the drama that Vicky's having, she's like, get out of my presence, you peasant, you.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. It's like Vicky was there for her when she needed her. And now no matter what happened, at least she could hear her out. Like what she did wasn't even to Shannon, really. Mm-hmm. You know, Shannon was sort of caught up in the whirlwind of it all. So, like, I don't think she needed to treat Vicky quite that mean.
But I think Shannon does feel like it was to her. You know, when her and her husband are going out to dinner with them and kind of siding with Vicky and Brooks at the time and asking them, well, what about the appointments and is he okay? Mm-hmm. Whether she should feel that way or not, I think Shannon does think Vicky did something to her.
Yeah.
You know?
I do agree with that. I think she certainly has taken it very personal.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vicky goes on to say, I'll never know the truth. We'll never know the truth. And I don't know, I think the truth is
we know the truth.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know how she can keep, she just doesn't, I don't know.
She's definitely not gonna admit to anything, so I think that's pretty much
it. She's taking a very interesting approach to this whole thing, Vicky. Like, I just really thought that she would come into this a little more headstrong in terms of, like, this happened, it is what it is, I'm very sorry, let's move on. And it, like, hasn't been that way. She's, like, crying and kind of wishy-washy and, like, sort of still defending Brooks and kind of, like...
Yeah.
I don't think she's completely over what happened with Brooks. So I feel like it's just that lingering feeling when you're with somebody for so long and you really, you know, you're still kind of trapped back there. And they just, I'm sure, just started rolling this season. So she's just like, I'm not over it yet. Now I have to be on camera and act like it's new. Right.
And one of the first and only things that she said about Brooks was that he has moved on to the next girl. Yeah. That's not closure talk. That's jealous that he moved on to the next girl talk. I mean, she's clearly hurting in many different ways over the demise of her relationship with him.
Yeah.
She is. And one of the saddest things I thought was that, okay, so now she doesn't have Brooks. Everybody ran Brooks off.
Yeah.
So she's alone, right? And then now she moved the daughter back because she thought she'd have Brianna to pal around with and hang out with the kids and everything. Mm-mm. Now Brianna's sick. Poor Brianna. And then now Vicky's with the kids. And now she's just like, my life is so different than I thought it was going. It's like everyone else has their things going on, and now she's inherited these children that she's now taking care of, and everyone ran Brooks off, and she's got no one, and it's like...
The good thing is she's distracted, she has a lot going on, but...
Yeah, but she was always the one who wanted her love tank filled, and, you know, she kind of yearns for that companionship, I think, maybe more than the other ladies even do, who have it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Well, Shannon and Vicky had a back and forth on who called who disgusting and vile. And then Shannon basically said, even Vicky repeated it back to her, like, there's nothing I can do, huh? And they agreed there's nothing they can do to move on. We thought that was it until Megan had to use her in vitro, whatever she's doing, the shots. And then Vicky just... walks into the room and goes, I want my friends back. It's like, wait, I thought we were done with this. Like, we switched gears. Like, the storylines were different. And then so she was still moping around the house.
She, like, went to the fourth floor and was just like, where did everybody go? She gave you that impression. Like, where did everybody go? Everybody just left me downstairs at the first bar.
Is someone else somewhere getting attention? Being the center of the conversation? What is going on here?
Oh, my gosh.
So she wants her friends back. And then Megan says, well, Vicky, we never were friends. And
Which is fair.
True that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she should have just been like, except for you. I want everybody else but you.
Well, Vicky was so upset. She was so upset she left. So that was it for that. She was out of there.
She ran off in true Vicky fleeing fashion.
Yeah, in tears in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would love to see Vicky happy just for like a season. You know, the last time I remember her really being like happy, besides the early Brooks days, was when Dawn was around. And I know that she claims that she wasn't very happy in that marriage, but I don't know. For TV wise, the energy was different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she has acknowledged that maybe she should have given that a little bit more of a hard try. So maybe she thinks that as well.
Right. Well, Megan, we learn again. Megan's ovaries are talking. Everything's getting ready to take the baby.
Do you hear them, guys?
I was like, what?
What are they saying to you?
What? What's she talking about?
And then they go, her and her husband go and pick up the sperm, and Jim doesn't really care to follow her schedule whatsoever. She's explaining, my mom's coming to town, and then I'm doing this, and then I might go back, and 2 days later, we do this. And he's like, do you expect me to follow this? Like, that's the response of the new child that's coming into your life.
I don't know which marriage is a little bit more awkward, her relationship with Jim or Kelly's relationship with her husband. Mm-hmm. Those two is just such a toss-up.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see the husband's engaging.
Mm-hmm. And with Megan and Jim, we've suspected before that maybe he's just a victim of bad editing. But in this situation, he definitely had to have said, like, you expect me to follow all this? And we had them here last season, and we saw a very different dynamic between the two of them live in studio. But man, does he just really not look good.
Yeah, he just does not come across
Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he just seems so disinterested with everything.
Yeah.
And especially now that a child may be coming along, like at this point in the storyline, he's just like, meh.
And you have to know that Megan feels that, and she knows that it's playing out in camera, but at the same time, she just wants to have her baby. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Watch those two be the ones that are together forever and ever.
Hopefully.
After everything we've seen and said, watch those two be the ones that stick it out. Yeah.
The one thing I always say, though, it's one thing to think about editing and how things are cut, but also you have to look at the end of the day, the words are coming out of these people's mouths. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really is saying whatever he's saying, and maybe we're cutting around certain things, but those are his real responses.
Yeah.
They're it's not like we're reading text and like, Jim, colon, blah, blah. No, we're seeing it, so... I don't know.
And it's so funny because even when we had them in studio last season, he said that the cameras came in and the instructions were just live your life. Live your life as if we're not here and we're just going to capture everything candidly. Well, seeing how that was for the first season that they were involved, I swear for the second season, if I were Jim, I'd pretend that my regular self was a lot more peppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amp it up just a little bit. Care just a little bit.
He probably didn't even watch the season.
Yeah. No. I'm sure you're right.
I'm not going to watch the playback. I don't even care. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to really be me.
Yeah. I know I lost.
Can we talk for a second about how weird that contraption was?
Yeah.
The cryo freezer thing, and that they had to transport from one doctor to another themselves?
Yeah, dude, like, how much money do you have? Plenty.
Yeah.
Why are we transporting the sperm in our own SUV?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Or how much are you paying for this procedure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't have some sort of truck... A refrigerated vehicle,
truck, if you will,
that goes between hospice facilities. Like, you got to drive your thing to your own fertilizer? Come on.
Oh, Lord. Well, someone who is spending money is Heather. We're still learning about the house. She's saying this episode, they were supposed to move in May. What's the latest? Are they in this house?
About, like, last week I saw on Instagram or Twitter somewhere where she said, three more days, and made it sound like they really are moving in. She has been Instagramming some photos of finished, furnished rooms, the living room and such.
Okay.
So if they're not there today, they're very soon, for sure.
Okay.
It's been 10 years.
And probably 10 million. Oh, no. More than that, right?
Tens of millions of dollars? I think the lot was $10 million, something like that.
You know, it's very interesting because the palatial estate that they lived in before, which I think was in Dana Point, they both said that they received an offer they couldn't refuse. Someone came and bought that house from them, and essentially selling it and building their own house, they would make money off the deal. I wonder how true that is now.
At this point,
like, it's got to be a wash. They've spent so much money on this new house.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I want to have Heather problems.
I do too.
The biggest problems are the problems we're seeing on TV. I want to be Heather so bad.
I do too.
And just the fact that for some reason we don't hate her, or I don't hate her at all. She's just so darn lovable.
I thought about
and she's a great mom.
I thought about this. I was like, why can I take all this and not hate her? Yes. I thought about it. I was like, well, it's because she doesn't sit around and bitch and complain. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll talk about Terry works a lot and the house has gone on for so long and we need to move in. But it's not to the point where it's like, you know, whining. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be really, really annoying. I don't know. What do you think? Let us know. Leave us a comment below what you think of Heather. And if you're for her or against her.
Why.
Yeah, and why. I'm curious. You know, especially, she's in a lot of showboating. Mm-hmm. But yet, we don't hate her.
Me personally, I think it's because she's rather neutral in her position with the ladies. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she really doesn't lend herself to be on any one side of, like, potential hatred.
She's eloquent, too.
She's very eloquent. And she sort of, like, knows how to navigate these OC waters now. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, because if she had a really, like, if it were Kelly, for example, she's got a really outspoken personality. She puts herself in that position to have a little more judgment or hate or whatever.
And be more sidey.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Heather really doesn't do that. So I think that is really a lot in her favor, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Switzerland really rich? Is she exactly? Okay, so she is Switzerland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She is rich and neutral.
Yes.
Heather is Switzerland.
And we love her.
Yes. We want to come skiing.
Yes, we do.
So let's switch gears and talk about Brianna's health scare, and she was rushed to the hospital, and a very interesting turn of events that Ryan's girlfriend, but the baby's mother, it was at the gas station.
Tiny. She's wearing the ring again, but on the wrong finger, so she's not the
fiance. I don't know how to define her.
I don't understand any of this.
Yeah, so she was at the gas station when Rana was rushed to the hospital. She couldn't breathe. She had inflamed lymph nodes that were pressing on her lungs. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so,
and poor Brianna, like, we've seen her nothing but struggle this whole, like, this whole storyline so far.
Really struggle. And
just, I mean, that.
She looked like she was in severe pain.
So much shots. Yeah. And she's just, like, in bad shape, too. You know, she's just, she just seems like, just overall, she's gained more weight. She's in bad health. She's, her husband's not there to help. She's got these small kids. It's just, a lot of struggle.
She cried, you know, and I don't blame her. She's crying a lot because, of course, when you're under all that. But, yeah, she's just, she needs some, you know, hopefully that.
Some TLC.
Hopefully by now things are on the up and up. But I have not been able to find anything about her health. Have you been able to find anything pertaining to her health?
No. Vicky keeps kind of defending herself in that realm on Twitter and stuff and the backlash that she's gotten. But no real updates on Brianna and how she's doing currently. But, you know, this is another situation where we watch Vicky going through a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, last season it was getting the phone call that her mother passed away.
Yeah.
And now, again, we're seeing her deal with a family member's medical ailments. It's, I mean, again, a little bit of that sympathy card for Vicky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, these things do keep happening.
Yeah.
Well, Tamara says that by having Sarah at the gas station, that was no coincidence. She's looking at it as an intervening from God. And she then has a conversation with Sarah one-on-one about the venting, which we agree should not be happening, with Sarah venting about Ryan and Ryan venting Sarah with Tamara in the middle. But Tamara still says, he's my son, I'm going to be involved.
I feel like she's never going to change in that spectrum. Like, she's very motherly. She's, you know, Eddie is her husband, but at the end of the day, you know how, you know, our moms are. They're always, like, they're always going to come to our defense. So I see Tamara just being Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like she really has her sights set in the right place. And she's talking about Ava.
Yeah.
You know, and that seems like it's everyone's attention is on Ava. Even Sarah was saying, and Ryan as well, you know, they want to make a good family, nuclear situation for this little girl to grow up in.
Yeah.
Whether what happens between Sarah and Ryan happens or not. Yeah. You know, which everyone seems to have their focus in the right place.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it could be a lot uglier. Tamara could be doing nothing, I guess, and then that, by default, would make it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's good to see them all trying so hard, at least for Ava. That's mm-hmm. nice. But what was so strange is if Tamara got the news about Brianna going to the hospital or needing the ambulance, why the first person she called was Sarah? Why did that mm-hmm. happen? That was so strange to me.
Tamara kind of explained a little bit online in this last week, and she was saying that Sarah was literally at the gas station filling up her tank when Vicky and Brianna pulled in and had that ambulance come. Like, they really claim that this was all just completely coincidental. Sarah happened to be there, and Tamara continues to give the credit to God and Jesus and just the fact that Sarah was there in the right place at the right
time.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting.
But for Tamara to reach out to her, as we were led to believe, you know, with the, I feel like maybe that was an intervening through production, because that's the one common denominator
that we're not supposed to talk about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she called Sarah sort of for some reason. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it wasn't to say, like, I just got a call that Brianna is going to the hospital, because why would Sarah care? Not that she wouldn't care, but why would that be the first phone call, you know?
Yeah. And were they filming Sarah at all, you think?
I don't think so. Oh, really?
Like, just to have... No? I don't know.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe Sarah just saw them there and text Tamara's like, oh my God, Vicky and Brianna are at the gas station. Oh, wait a minute. There's an ambulance coming. And Tamara went, wait, I need to figure out what's going on. I'm going to call Vicky. Do you think?
Maybe that's one likely down? We're on to something. That's making more sense.
Speculation, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
We have to get to the bottom of this. I'm like, why Sarah? I don't know.
Yeah, there's something lacking in this. Yes. Yeah.
But that's close. Thank you, Christy.
Yeah.
Christy's getting us on our way to clarity here.
Well, Megan and Kelly sat down. I can never remember her name for some reason. But they sat down and had a conversation. Megan advised Kelly to stay away from the whole Vicky situation. But that girl wants her camera time.
I'm living for that whole scene. I don't know. It's just so relatable when you have a friend and you introduce them to your friends and you're like putting them out there, and then they get closer to somebody. It's just always that feeling that we're watching play out, and I'm really curious to see how, you know, what side Kelly ends up choosing, because it looks like she's Team Vicky, and you know, it's just gonna
she's
get
the
ugly.
Only one on Team Vicky.
yeah. Well, Kelly says that, you know, Megan, she's just thinking that the world revolves around her at all times, and she throws the millennial slap on Megan, and it's like, well, I don't know. But
doesn't the world revolve around us all the time? Yeah. And I don't even meet that threshold. I'm past the millennial.
By like a year.
I think Megan is too. Like, I don't think
she's so too, to be honest
true
with you.
True millennial.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Megan, like, I'm thinking about her behavior last season. You know, it was, you know, a little self-centered in certain ways, but that's okay. That's who she is. I mean, I don't know. There are other ladies in these franchises who are definitely not millennials who love to talk about themselves across many cities.
I just find it very interesting that she's going to blast her like that and say, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you. I'm like, isn't that your girl?
Right?
Like,
did she bring you into this?
Yeah, isn't
That's
that your girl?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she very quickly
she's
blasted
good for the show.
Her. And that was interesting. Also, like, Megan's behavior has nothing to do with her age. Like, I don't know why that keeps getting brought up, because it really has nothing to do with her age.
This 30-year-old.
Yeah. Like, her behavior last season had to do with her not having a job.
Yeah.
And too much time on her hands.
And dealing with someone else who was actually dying of cancer.
Yes.
When Vicky and Brooks were trying to sell their fake cancer business.
Yes to all of this. So she had, like, the time to, like, investigate and play detective and do all of this and get to the bottom of it. So, 20 or 100 equally.
We're all housewives.
Could have come up with the same information.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give it another week, but I'm a little, before I completely write Megan off for this season, but I'm a little disappointed in her and in the story we're getting. I mean, you know, if that's what's going on in her life, I'm happy for her. I'm very glad that she is pregnant. But with regards to the story, she just gave us a lot less during this year. We're not getting much.
Yeah.
You
Maybe
want some more
coming.
Stirring?
Yeah?
Is that what it is?
I hope it's coming, but I don't see anything that's
too busy,
indicative of
Do we
that.
Think she was drinking the champagne that Kelly brought? Or that she had?
Because
she's on this IVF medication. She's not pregnant yet. But I wonder if the alcohol inhibits anything. Like,
I saw her carry some Perrier, though. She was holding, yeah. Okay. So I don't know if that was just to take the edge off, or I don't know what they were doing.
Just for cover?
Yeah.
She had, like, the glass of champagne on the table and, like, the Perrier. underneath the table.
I imagine that she would just totally stay away from it, just in case.
Right. Know? Just for health purposes, you've got to be, like, optimum health for this stuff to take.
Yeah, and being on those hormones is no joke. You know, like, we're all reality TV fans. If you watch Julianne and Bill, that episode where she was first trying to do them, and she had to be rushed to the emergency room in the middle of the night. Oof. Like, that stuff, they're not kidding around with that.
It's rough. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It's some intense stuff.
Yeah.
We make fun of it, but
it's truly intense. Truth be told, we probably will continue to. Sorry, Meg.
Well, Shannon Bedore is planning a 70s themed party. We flash back to other parties she had that weren't that fun.
But okay, and that weren't so groovy.
I know, and like Shannon, I feel like she's like getting her groove back now because she's like in the better relationship. They're selling their house. They're getting, like, you know, good things are coming. Mm-hmm. And like for a moment, Vacation Shannon was coming out. I told everyone she was talking about planning the party, and I was like, yes, this is great. She's coming back. It's gonna be wonderful. And then the flash to next time, I'm like, oh, she can't catch a break with the party. Damn it, she tries. Poor Shannon.
She said that details were everything when it comes to a party. She named a few things. What were some things that caught your attention at this party? And would you go to Shannon's 70s themed party?
So she didn't want it to be too disco, right? Like, she's not going for the cheeseball 70s style. But, I mean, 70s is just cheeseball in general, and that's the fun.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Exactly. Yeah. It's a part of a theme,
But she was trying to mix both worlds and do also, like a rocker, hippie rocker, like... Free Love Man, like the pot station in the back, and the beer bong over here. I'd go to that party.
I'd go to all the parties.
I'd go. We all miss Woodstock. Let's do Shannon's party.
Heck yes. Anywhere where there's Vacation Shannon. I'm in for that.
I like how she starts off and she's like, this is going to be the party that's going to be the most, you know, most calm. And this is like the worst party yet.
Well, it's
like,
I can't wait, though.
It outdoes it every year.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and just how about that invitation to Vicky? Now,
yes,
I kind of thought, that. I mean, reading that, I was like, that's totally something I would do. The passive aggressive, like super like, so BTW, I know we're not going to be friends, but I'm not trying to be a jerk and I'm going to invite you to this party. So just get over it and come or not. I mean, I don't think that she was unjustified in doing that, but probably best that Tamra told her to rewrite it a little bit.
You know what? I like, when I watch these reality shows, I literally look at all the details. She said that she sent her an email, right?
She sent an email, but then she was saying text. Email.
Yeah, but then she sent the second one as a text message. So I felt like, when I noticed that, I was like, maybe the first, I don't know, I felt like she softened the invite.
Like there was already an email. There was already an email
because she said, she's like, I sent her an email, and then I was like, that's not an email, that's a text message.
Oh. Oh, she had to smooth it over with text, maybe.
I don't know. Good I'm always into these, like, little things on TV.
The deets.
Oh, Thomas. The deets.
The deets, for sure.
Wouldn't that be funny if she sent some very aggressive email and Tamra was like, really? Girl, you need to, like, tone it down.
And it wasn't on camera.
Yeah. If she had sent that email, then Tamra and Vicky would be having a conversation about the email that she got. Yeah. So, because we've seen that before in these housewives where they have to read the email and all that.
I live for those.
Print out the email.
Yeah, but like
you were saying, bring it to the reunion. Laminated printout.
It's in one of those binders that Vicky supposedly made for Brooke.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There were a couple empty binders laying around.
Categorized by argument.
Yes. But you're right, Chrissy. She said, Shannon said that she opened up the email by saying, I am not interested in the friendship we once had.
Shannon, couldn't you come over? Yes. And like, couldn't you just email the Evite? Like, come on. Do you really have to explain your one-on-one relationship? Like, just send the Evite.
And not only that, on these shows, what they do is at the beginning of the week, they get a schedule of what the social calendar is and who's doing what, you know, basically. That's why they go on these vacations and they say, want to go to, like, Dubai? And they go to Dubai the next week because it's all preset. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they might not know, like, oh, this is a 70s themed party, but they'll be like, there's a party, it's Friday night, your call time is 7 o'clock, and wrap time is midnight, something like that, you know? So this is not, like, something like an out-of-the-blue email Vicky's going to get, like, in the middle of the night, you know? Yeah. So, whatever. But if you're on the computer, like Vicky, maybe you can head over to care.com. Care.com is a sponsor we want to talk about real quick. And And Care.com is the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. There's a variety of stuff on this website. Using Care.com makes life simpler for families everywhere. At Care.com, you can find, book, and pay for care all in one place. At Care.com, you can find care for literally everyone in the family. There's dog walkers, housekeepers.
Oh, nice. Vicky needs this.
Yes. People that can take care of family members, yes. You know, while you're at work
two
or if you're
children.
Going away. Errand runners, senior care. So there's a lot of too small children.
Child care?
Vicky, log on. Log on. I went on this website. I will say it's quite easy to use. There's two columns, basically. There's one for job seekers and then one for people that are looking to get service. So if you're looking to do this, you can sign up there.
Oh, that's nice.
Or if you're looking to get it, you can sign up there. Very easy to use. And there's a 30% off discount for Care.com premium membership. That's a $15 credit when you pay towards the caregiver that you're going to use. You can apply that too. And that's all on their platform on care.com/buzz. Care.com/buzz when you subscribe. Care.com is a digital marketplace that provides access to tens of thousands of caregivers and provides access to tools that help you find the right caregiver. So there's even background checks. You can pay through the website. So there's a bunch of different things that you can do. They're listed as trustable, as trusted and safe, and they give you peace of mind to be able to take advantage of Care.com.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So,
I'm not letting anyone near my fur baby without a background check. So thank you, Care.com.
Yes.
They're legit.
Absolutely.
Yes. Care.com/buzz. Okay, let's talk a little bit more before we wrap the show because, let's move on and get some news and gossip. I think we covered everything. We have a party to look forward to next week.
Yes.
Oh, boy,
do we?
Can't wait.
Get your roller skates out, Well, I have so enjoyed having some real-time juicy interviews to share with you guys every week.
Yes.
And this week, it is Miss Megan who's throwing shade all over the media. She said in an interview with People.com that she, quote, will never forgive Brooks. And she also called Miss Vicky a filthy liar.
Wow.
Oh. Yes, Vicky really getting in the press these last few weeks from all of the ladies. And apparently, some of her friends are concerned about Vicky's new man. And there's kind of the jury's still out. Some of her friends and family love him. Others not so sure. His name is Steve Lodge. You guys have probably seen photos of he and Vicky all over her social media. He is a consultant at a public affairs firm and also a retired police officer. Pay no attention to the headlines that you've read in accordance with that. Those are old police officer things, and that happens to all the police officers. You know what I'm talking about.
Ooh,
but he reportedly buys flowers for Vicky, pays for everything. He's affectionate. We know she wants that love tank filled up.
She needs that, yes.
And most importantly, a lot of photos of him posing with Brianna and her boys and her husband.
Good. Oh, good.
So if he's Brie approved, he's After Buzz approved, right, guys?
Yes. God, because after Brooks, I don't even care who she's with. Just
right?
Let her be with
somebody
someone,
amazing.
People.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let her be with someone.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And meanwhile, Vicky is kind of defending her behavior on last week's episode regarding Brianna. Remember, they made it look like she kind of hauled it out of there and went to work when Brianna really needed her.
Yes.
Well, she's defending that this week and saying, well, that was the work of some kind of magical editing on Bravo's part. And really, there was a home health nurse there, and Vicky was going to leave Brianna with his home health nurse, so it wasn't the kind of a situation that they led us to believe.
Yeah, and she also said that they switched off driving a little bit, but because remember we talked about why they drive, but apparently that's because Brianna gets very car sick, and so it's easier for her to drive than to be a passenger.
Good
to know.
Yeah, so it's all right, Vicky. We forgive you. It's cool.
Yeah.
Heather, meanwhile, is finally revealing what will set her off later in the season regarding Kelly. We've been hearing a lot of rumblings.
I
want to
know.
Heather and Kelly are going to get into it. What happens? It's maybe on the boat. Some of that teaser that we've seen.
Mm.
Allegedly, Kelly throws the old C word at Heather.
Oh.
And calls
no.
her. I go, yes.
Very classy,
so,
Kelly. Classy.
Well, I'm sure that will be bleeped out. You all have that to look forward to.
And Shannon is making some defenses as well as far as her family goes. I didn't catch this on last week's episode, but I guess her daughter Sophie was wearing quite a bit of heavy makeup in the scene where they were talking about the house, and she got a lot of backlash for that. And Shannon's saying, like, put the brakes on, everybody. Hold up. That was for a play rehearsal. Mm-hmm. Her daughter was playing, I think, like, the Cinderella's stepmother or the evil Snow White mother, one of those villains. And that's why she had the heavy makeup and said, you know, her daughter, she doesn't really allow them to wear much makeup. So settle down,
people,
everybody.
Don't have better things to do with their time.
Don't come after people's kids. You know, we talk about these ladies because they're the Real Housewives, but we're not here to trash kids. No one should be doing that.
No.
Yeah. And they're not trashing, but just leave them alone.
And who cares? Did no one play with makeup as a kid?
I was going to say, if I didn't have a full face at 13, man, that's when it started. Okay?
You and me both. And if you're like just on a Saturday, just playing, like, come on. Please.
It's all right, especially if the cameras are going to be there. Shannon's also giving a little update as far as her home. Still not sold. The house that we've seen on the show, they are still in it. She is very frustrated. She says she'd looked for other houses and actually found other houses, and then their house doesn't sell.
Yeah.
So they are still in that home and will be for the foreseeable future. And just one more super juicy, you guys. Are you ready to go kind of nutsy faking over this
one? Oh my God.
Remember last week we said Vicky was saying, oh, she and Tamara should get a spinoff. Well, Vicky, Adrienne Maloof, Gretchen Rossi, and Cynthia Bailey. So these are ladies from Beverly Hills, Orange County, and Atlanta. We're filming together for an upcoming Fox show last week. No word on what this is, you guys. I have scoured the internets. I don't have any details. If you have them, please reach out to me. We don't know what this was, but they were all fancied up, and we are going to see it on Fox at some point in time.
I wonder if it's a game show or something.
Something, or maybe they're being the judges.
It has to be something. It has to be something that they're just themselves, like open ended, because they're contracted elsewhere, so it's not like it's an NBCU property,
right?
So
it's a big surprise, and I will definitely keep you all posted on that. We know Vicky and Gretchen are friends now, so
I can't wait.
Well, let's predict really
your
quickly.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let's talk about this party that's coming up.
I'm stressed out already.
I am already having an anxiety attack.
We need, like, brown paper bags over here.
I predict that this is Kelly's outing of being a bitch.
Yes.
And it's going to be nowhere but down from here. Mm-hmm. I think she's, like, trying to play it nice and be the fun party one, and now we're going to see who she really is.
I think our attention's going to be turned back to Shannon's husband once again, and I'm not sure that he's going to come off so well when he's defending himself at this
party.
When
I see a guy that close to a woman's face, I don't know what these guys are thinking. Let your wives handle the situation. You go over there, have a cocktail.
Yes, Thomas.
Why does he have to be right in front of her like that? It gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
It does.
We predict anxiety for next season.
He must
be
a lot of it.
He must be friends with Ken Todd getting involved.
He must. Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it's like when you're put in this situation, poor David has been put through the ringer too with all of this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting to see his take on it because really, I just really feel like this is not a personal fight between Vicky and the Bedores. But because Shannon has interpreted all of this as personal to her, David's now getting involved in this. Like, the whole thing is a little crazy.
Yeah.
For them both to be being so mean to Vicky. I'm not sure. We'll have to see it next week.
Yes, next week for sure.
We'll wait
for you. Yes, looking forward to it. In the meantime, you can keep up with us and support us on all of our endeavors by following us on social media. Blake, where can we find you? What's up?
Yes, that's me, Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
You guys can follow me at Thomas Relina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yes, please snap with me on all social media. It's at Christy Reports, and please also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Christy Reports.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. A new episode went up today.
Woo!
That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of OC. We'll be back with the 70s party next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Have you
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.